Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host for today, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. And by the way, we would like to invite you to come and worship with us at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. We're in an upper room. We're located near 11th Street. For those of you who are pretty familiar with Upland, if you live out in the Inland Empire, Riverside, parts of Riverside County, and near you know, different places, even in L.A. County, if you want to make that drive, that's fine, too. Come on out and visit us, you know, and you'll have a great time. We really get deep into the Word of God and deep into the things of the Holy Spirit, and you will grow. You will wax strong in the Spirit. So come in and join us, 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. And we're located in an upper room near 11th Street, okay? So our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. So we hope to see you there, okay? God bless you. I would like to say a hearty hello to all of our UCA members and visitors. Okay, so now call, text, or inbox all of your friends and family members and tell them to call in for this special edition of UCA Radio. 646 is the number, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. So look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and just click on the link where you see the post of today's show in order to listen from your computer. You can also click on the link any day and time after the broadcast. It could be this week, next week, it doesn't matter. Just click on the link and listen to the entire program, okay? All right, so the title of my message today is, Where is God? It's a question. Where is God? With so much going on in this world today, it makes many people wonder or even ask, where is God? All that we see, everything that we're seeing right now, evil. We are seeing lies, deceits, murders, violence, hatred, anger, and fear all over the world. It's a shame that people would even have to ask the question, where is God? When we have Christians who are supposed to show us where God is and who he is and show the world what he's doing. Stay with me today for just 1 hour, and I, with the help of the Holy Spirit, will let you know where God is right now, today, and what he's doing in this hour. So stay with us. Do not repeat. Do not go alone. Here's Kim Burrell. Hold On. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Every true believer, every pastor, teacher, evangelist, prophet, apostle, every worker, whether you are an administrator at a church, in charge of food or clothing at a church, whether you are a minister of music, no matter what you do for the glory of God the Father, as long as you are operating under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you are an ambassador for Christ, which makes you a UCA member. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, once again, I come before you and I ask that you bless every individual that's listening to this broadcast. I pray that they wax strong in the spirit and that they get a clear understanding of your plan of the ages, get a clear revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they will grow to know you better and move into a powerful, pure, beautiful relationship with you. In the holy, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The message today, where is God? We often wonder, what was this world like in the beginning, before the fall, when Adam and Eve lived freely with no problems whatsoever? Well, Adam and Eve were very happy in the beginning in this world that God had created for them. They lived with God and they saw God every day in all of his beautiful glory until the day that a spirit who was created to actually punish those who disobeyed God's laws of the universe, that spirit stepped out of his position and entered into a serpent and caused that serpent to minister lies to Adam and Eve. That spirit was Satan. And they believed his lies. They believed the lies. These lies planted an evil seed in the hearts of Adam and Eve. Satan, through this serpent, ministered something to them that caused them to be disobedient to the laws and commandments of God. And this became sin in the eyes of God. The man and the woman disobeyed God, and that caused everything to change even in the universe. It even caused a breach in the heavens. And from that time onward, even to this very day, evil has prevailed in the earth. Yes, Adam and Eve's fall, it caused a change to everything. You wouldn't even think that it caused a breach even in the heavens. Why? Why did it cause a change in the universe? Because Adam and Eve, they were gods in the earth. So when these gods fell, everything changed. It affected everything. Evil prevailed in the earth, but it was to only prevail for a season. Evil on the earth is only to prevail for a season up until a certain time, and we are approaching that time. It's called the dispensation of the fullness of time, when evil will be done away with forever. But for right now, today, in this very hour, evil is here, and it prevails. There are so many things going on in this world, you don't even know where to begin. But it's so many things that's going on that's designed to destroy mankind. Things that will either take you away from one true living God or sidetrack you so that you never get a chance to even consider God. Satan and his demons are running the show right now. We have to face it. But they have but a short time. That's why they are moving at full speed, trying to destroy mankind. Satan and his demons are working in partnership with the more ungodly, rich, elite society of fallen-natured, ungodly men. They're working in partnership with these people, those who are driven by demons, making them feel as though they are wiser than God. They feel that they are even more powerful than God as well. Satan is keeping them in a state of unbelief. When it comes to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, he keeps them in a state of unbelief. And Satan and his demons keep them thinking and on this ungodly low level, because that's the only way that these demons can continue to manipulate and control them and encourage them to manipulate and control the world. For example, this whole war on the Ukraine is simply a fight fueled by greed and power. It's heartless. It's heartless people who are not considering God at all. People who are not even regarding what is right and not having a heart for the poor in that country. Neither for the innocent men, women, and children who are dying and left in the midst of this selfish attack. Russia is acting as though they are ready to take on the world. Their evil is so bad that if they do conquer Ukraine, what are they going to get? They're going to get a torn and worn down country that they destroyed. But all of that, it seems to be okay with them and their allies, just as long as they have power. Russia is so bold that they're throwing out threats of a cyber attack on the U.S., on us here in America. A cyber attack would be devastating if it happened to America, just as it would be if America launched a cyber attack on Russia. Most of the countries all over the world have this capability. We can all literally destroy the planet with nuclear bombs, biochemical warfare, and missiles that move 8,000 times faster than the speed of sound. Every nation bullying the other and showing just how powerful they are. It even looks as if Russia and China are trying to pull the United States into a World War III. What will this accomplish? Wouldn't this, destroy their one world agenda? All of these secret societies and ungodly organizations like the Bilderberg Group, which is a group of billionaires and trillionaires, which is affiliated with the Illuminati, Islam, Catholicism, and witches, and many other religions. Oh, and don't forget the World Bank and other powerful corporations. They can't have their own, they can't even have their one world order or their one world government without all of these organizations. Not to mention the help of big tech and big pharma. They want everyone on board for this one world order, including the UN, NATO, the EU, which is the European Union, the military of the world, all the military of the world, the FBI, the CIA, and all other organizations of the world. President Biden recently made a statement that there's going to be a new world order, and we, America, have to lead it and get the rest of the world on board. That's why they're moving fast and moving forward with their one world order by keeping the people in fear. They must bring sicknesses upon the nations, starvation and thirst. They must direct the world in the direction that they want them to go. They just have to keep the lies and deception going by using the media. And most of all, they must get rid of Christianity. Their agenda is to form a new world religion, which is a mixture of all religions of the world, including the religion of humanism, making them all as one. You see, they've discovered that they can control the population with religion. They must continue to mess up our economy so that they can change that as well and form a one-world economy and a one-world currency. All of these things are in the making right now, even as I speak. That's why I don't think they really want a world war. I don't think they really want a World War III at this point. I'm sure they're thinking that if they have a world war, then who would run the one world order that they're trying so desperately to launch at this time? And would this war turn out the way they want it? Would it help their one world agenda? Will the results of this war turn out in their favor? You know, they're thinking about it, I'm sure. I don't think they really want a world war. But then again, it makes you wonder and think about this. Is all of these bombings, is this part of their plan to get the one world order underway? Think about it. You know, I mean, I'm just putting it out there. I'm just saying. Because this, I don't know. You don't know who to trust nowadays, and especially what you hear in the media. What's really going on behind the scenes? They want to keep their one world agenda moving forward. And the best way to do that is to keep the public afraid and keep them sick, just as they've always done in the past. There's always been a new sickness, a new disease or virus released into society. So it's happened for years. Fauci says another variant of the coronavirus is coming. It's called BA2. Now think about this too. How does Fauci know that a virus is coming? And how is it that they have already named it unless they're the ones making it? Think about it. It kind of makes you say, these are all the giants in the land that we Christians are going to have to face. But for right now, many Christians themselves are walking around with a veil over their faces. Satan has covered them with a deceptive veil that keeps them in bondage to all of the things of the world. Accepting the ungodly laws of man, the politics, the mixture of false religions with Christianity. This veil keeps them in fear and in a place of dependency on anything or anyone other than God. The real true believing Christians here in America and all over the world, because we're scattered, the true believers, we're scattered, have to deal with all of these things, which is a vexation to our spirits. But still, we must stand firm against all of the other ungodly things that the world does that's against God's laws and commandments. And don't fall prey to these things. We have to stand strong so that we don't fall prey to these things, like abortions. Since America has legalized abortions, they have opened up portals for demons. The reason being is because abortion is murder. So now demons feel that they have a legal right to enter into America. Abortions is another form of witchcraft. The killing of children is a sacrifice to Satan. That's why the people during the Babylonian times and all of the pagan nations and religions for thousands of years practiced passing their children through the fire, killing them. They literally burned their children, putting them in a burning pit or furnace in order to appease their gods, which are demons. And God hates this. This is what God said about all of this in Jeremiah 19, verse 5. They have built high places to Baal, a false god, a demon, on which to burn their children in the fire as offerings to Baal, something I never commanded or mentioned, nor did it even enter my mind. This was the Lord saying this. And also the Lord spoke through Ezekiel in Ezekiel 16, verse 21, that thou hast slain my children and deliver them to cause them to pass through the fire for them. This is all a move of Satan to kill babies. Keep in mind that he moved Herod and Pharaoh, which was the government in their day, to kill children. Even today, in witchcraft rituals, many women purposely get pregnant in order to give their child to be killed as a sacrifice to Satan. Some caused many gang members. I'm sorry, Satan caused many gang members to kill babies and young children in their turf wars. Satan also moved powerful leaders of nations to bomb other helpless nations, killing women and children, babies. Satan and his demons has caused people to become mentally deranged to the place that they kill their own children. Satan is using all of these things and more as a sacrifice to him. America, along with many other countries, has opened many doors or portals for Satan and demons to control the nations. The leaders in our own government has allowed homosexuality and all of its variants to be legal in this country. This is an abomination in the sight of the Lord as well. God made that clear with Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis chapter 13, verse 13. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. It is still the same today. The Lord hates this sin, but our leaders accept it as being good. And if you speak out against it, you could get in pretty big trouble with the government. The Lord said in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, if a man lies with a man as with a woman, they have both committed an abomination. They must surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. The Lord is against transgenders as well. Deuteronomy 23, verse 1. He that is wounded in the stone or hath his private members cut off shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. They're cut off. This is all a variant of homosexuality. God's laws against homosexuality goes for all of its variants for today as well, such as LGBTQ or the LGBTQIAUCTTS community. Yeah, they keep adding to it. God's hatred of homosexuality is not just in the Old Testament of the Bible. It's in the New Testament as well. God's view on this has not changed. If God called it an abomination then, back then, that means that it's still an abomination even now. Even today, it's still an abomination. And those who continue this lifestyle will be judged and punished. God gives them up to their vile affections, as it is written in Romans chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. For this reason, God gave them over to their own disgraceful and vile passions, inflamed with lust for one another. Men and women ignored the natural order and exchanged normal sexual relations for homosexuality. Women engaged in lesbian conduct, and men committed shameful acts with men, receiving in themselves the due penalty for their deviation. You can't get any plainer than that, people. Come on. We must understand that when a nation open one portal for demons to enter in, other portals are opened as well, like murder. What is murder? Unlawful murder is unlawful premeditated killing of one human being. Of one human being by another, or killing without a cause. For example, this would also include abortions as well. It includes drive-by shootings, hatred, anger, greed, jealousy. All of it is murder if people are killed because of these things. It is written in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, thou shalt not murder. Mankind has not changed since the first murder that Cain committed against his brother Abel. It is written in Exodus 21, verse 12, he who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death. If you kill someone, then the law says you should be put to death. The Lord makes it clear that he does not like those who murder, as it is written in Numbers chapter 35, verse 16. But if he struck him down with an iron object so that he died, he is a murderer. And the murderer shall surely be put to death. This scripture covers different ways. The whole chapter is covering different ways a person would murder someone. And the bottom line is the same. The murderer shall be put to death. God makes it clear about his laws against murder, yet people still continually murder people. Murder brings forth violence, and violence can bring forth murder. Keep in mind that when the Spirit of the Lord is rejected in a nation, then violence, which is another portal, opens up. We have violence everywhere. Violence in the home and in the streets. Violence often lead to murder or killing someone by accident or purposely through anger. That's why violence is not a good thing. Genesis chapter 6, verse 11. The earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. The earth is corrupt today with violence, and the Lord hates violence. Psalm 11, verse 5. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with a passion. There are so many things that this country embraces that is against God's laws and commandments, like witchcraft and its variants, witchcraft and all of its variances. There are so many forms of witchcraft and the many ways they recruit people, from religion like Wicca to drugs and alcohol, satanic rituals to entertainment, you know, like movies, music, books, spiritists, psychics, mediums, warlocks, Satanists, and casting spells, necromancy, all of this. They catch people by deceit, lies, manipulations, control, and fear. They dangle the things in front of the people that they desire most. They use temptations to appeal to the greed to the greed of mankind, curiosity, their need, and their lust. Or they simply manipulate and control them by fear. Many people are caught up into witchcraft. There are even some Christians who have gotten bewitched. There are also some witches who converted to Christianity, but they still continue to use witchcraft because many Christians didn't teach them that you can't continue to use witchcraft. So they continue to use witchcraft, thus keeping them legally bound to a demon. The Lord hates witchcraft. He hates it. Here are some of the things Scripture says about witchcraft. This is what the Lord says about witchcraft. Leviticus 19, verse 31. Do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. And Leviticus 20, verse 27. A man or woman who is a medium or spiritist among you must be put to death. You are to stone them. Their blood will be on their own heads. God is going to destroy witchcraft from out of the land. Micah chapter 5, verse 12, I will destroy your witchcraft, and you will no longer cast spells. There should be no form of witchcraft among God's people, among Christians. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 12. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire. And remember, that's a form of witchcraft, or purposely kill their babies. Who practice divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. The purpose of witchcraft is control and manipulation. These witches want to put you in bondage to spirits or demons. All of these things that I'm talking about are happening right now. And some people are asking, where is God? But those who ask that question are those who are in bondage to these things. Some of these people, some of them want to be delivered. That's why they ask, where is God? But most people are walking around with a veil over their heads. Their ears are stopped up so that they cannot hear the pure word of God. Their eyes are closed so that they cannot see the beauty of the things in the kingdom realm of God. Though their noses are stopped up, therefore they cannot even smell the fragrance of the living God. Their sense of touch is distorted, therefore they cannot feel his presence when he's near them. Their minds are covered so that they cannot receive the revelation of Jesus Christ. They continue to say things like, if God created the heavens and the earth, where is he now? And most people that ask these questions ask in a prideful way, in unbelief or sarcastically, because they're trapped. They are in bondage to man and demons. And most of them are not even aware of it. That's the sad part. They're trapped by demons and they don't even know it. Some are so accustomed to this bondage of deceit and lies that they have grown to like or just accept the lifestyle it brings. Some hate it all, though. We have some that hate it all. Yet still, they don't seek deliverance. Why? Because they have been deceived. They accept the evil of this world as normal. But people, listen to me. It's not normal. God hasn't left us. God is right here. And those who are in tune with the Holy Spirit not only have the Lord with them, but they know his plan of the ages. So no, God hasn't left us. It's the nations that have left him. And when a nation leaves God, then demons come in and take over. But the call is going out for God's people to return to him, return to the Lord. And for those of you who never knew the Lord, the call is going out to you for you to get to know him and experience the full expression of his love. Experience his joy, his peace, his grace and mercy, and his miracles in your life. The call is going out. When people keep their eyes on all of the evil of the world, they tend to ask different questions like, why do God allow all these evil things to happen in this world? Well, the answer to that is God didn't bring forth the evil. You did. You caused it by breaking God's laws. You are the ones who pushed God out of your lives. You are the ones who treated the name of Jesus as if it was a bad word. You are the ones who kicked Jesus out of your schools and out of your government. You even tried to shut the church down during this pandemic. You are not allowing people to go to church. And if you did allow them to go, they could only have a certain number of members attend, and they had to be 6 feet away from each other. They couldn't lay hands on the sick. They couldn't even sing in church. But what you don't realize is that Christians are a people of praise and worship. We have to sing, and a people of healing. But you tried to shut it all down. Why are you asking, why did God allow all of this evil when you are the ones who go about to establish your own righteousness and reject the righteousness of God? And when things don't work out the way you want it to, or when things go wrong, then you blame God. But it's your doing. You dug this pit with your greed, your lust for power, your perversions, your evil ways, your murders, and idolatry. And when God tries to give you relief, you reject him. When he tries to deliver you, you don't want to have anything to do with him. So stop blaming God when your own selfish lifestyle isn't working for you. The world needs help when it comes to repentance. And God's people are to show God to the world so that the world will have a heart to repent. But God's people must repent first. Then God will heal the nations, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, talking about true Christian believers, which are called by my name, we are called by his name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Christians, it's up to us. The world wants to know where God is. We have to show them. Christians, let us all seek his face humbly. Let us humble ourselves. Pray and repent. Then God will bless our country. God will destroy this old, ancient, satanic, worldly, ancient Babylon, Egyptian, ancient Roman Empire system that has America and many other nations under its control through witchcraft, which is demonic influence and subliminal suggestions, also by demonic possession. Yes, many nations are possessed because they have opened portals that gives demons a legal right to enter in. Many who are fed up truly want to know where God is. The real sincere people, they want to know, Lord, where are you? Where he's right here. God, he backs off a little because you reject him, but he don't back off too far because you may turn around and desire him and want him. But he's right here. He's raising up deliverers, people who want him. He's raising up saviors to go first into the church, to judge the church and deliver the church. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion, saying deliverers or saviors or judges shall come to the church to judge the Mount of Esau. In other words, to judge the mountains of the world, kingdoms, political and religious mountains of men and demons. And the kingdom shall be the Lord's. The Lord will take these kingdoms as it is written. The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Yes, God is right here, raising up people who will show the world what real praise is. They will show forth the reason why God is to be praised. Isaiah 43:21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. God is training his supernatural Christian army, his last day powerful church, to go out into the world, to save the world from Satan, his demons, ungodly men and women who are in power in this hour. God's holy people will have the backing of heaven, as it is written in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, the Passion Translation. I will give you the keys of heaven's kingdom realm to forbid on earth that which is forbidden in heaven, and to release on earth that which is released in heaven. God is raising up a remnant of spiritual warriors, demon fighters, who will go to the root of all the problems of America and all of the problems of all of the nations of the world. And God will destroy all the religious kingdoms as well and all the kingdoms of this world. and he will bring forth God's kingdom upon this earth, the government of God upon this earth. Matthew 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. These anointed, powerful Christian people that God is raising up in this hour will take God's earth back, because this is God's world and God's earth, and he wants it back. As King David wrote in Psalm 24, verse 1, a psalm of David, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Jesus is leading us on into the promised land, and the promised land in this hour is the kingdom of heaven. So hold on to your faith in Jesus, and don't let go of him, because he will return, and the world will see him in persons before they see him in person. Yes, they will see him in his people before he comes for his people, and the world will rejoice and praise the holy name of our God, of God the Father and Christ Jesus the Son, and all will return to him. Yes, all will return. All kings, prime ministers, presidents, and all leaders will give their hearts to the Lord, because they will see him in us of a truth, and then they will see him in person, and the world will repent, and then the world will be blessed. Hallelujah. Then the world will be blessed. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Hope you enjoyed the message. Thank you, Jesus. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Praise you, Lord.
Can happen to you just like-
scriptures for the week, Jeremiah 19, verse 5. They have built high places to Baal, on which to burn their children in the fire as offerings to Baal. Something I never commanded or mentioned, nor did it even enter my mind. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. If a man lies with a man as with a woman, they have both committed an abomination. They must surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, the Passion Translation. For this reason, God gave them over to their own disgraceful and vile affections, inflamed with lust for one another. Men and women ignored the natural order and exchanged normal sexual relations for homosexuality. Women engaged in lesbian conduct, and men committed shameful acts with men, receiving in themselves the due penalty for their deviation. Micah chapter 5, I will destroy your witchcraft, and you will no longer cast spells. Whoa, now that is deep. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the scriptures for the week. And right now, here's Sharon Youngblood. Home. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in today for our broadcast. Words can't express how much I really appreciate many of you who have tuned in. You're listening from your computer. Some of you have dialed in, and it's so appreciated. And I just pray that the Lord has blessed you and have lifted you up, and that you are feeling like you want to get closer to the Lord. That's the purpose of all of this, to inform you, let you know what's going on in the world and what's going on in heaven. Remember, we're here every week, so dial in. It's 3 p.m. Pacific time, so don't forget, this is a worldwide ministry, so check your time zone and dial in, and then listen for T. Meyer and Tosila on Christian Talk every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Once again, it's a worldwide ministry. And then come and visit us at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California. And just come and worship with us, Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. We would love to see you there. And other than that, I think that's it for today. We will see you guys in the spirit next week on UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message hosted by me, Pastor T. Meyer McCain. God bless you all, and see you next week. Bye-bye.